morning, this is Dr. Thaddeus John Bell. Welcome to Living Well with Dr. Bell. I hope that you've enjoyed your time in church this morning and that you are ready to continue your day listening to some smooth jazz. And let's get started.
Trip.
This has been a very eventful week. We have lost an icon in the African-American community, and indeed the world has lost an icon in the person of General Colin Powell. I cannot say enough about General Powell. I did not know him personally, did not have the opportunity to meet him, but as many of you, I admired the man because of what he stood for. I'd like to make a few comments as it relates to his untimely death. It is well documented, as you have read by now, that General Powell had several health problems that contributed to his death as a result of the complications of COVID. You know, he was vaccinated. He had part one and part two of the vaccine. It's my understanding that he was too sick to get part three of the vaccine. One of the things that you should be aware of is that Colin Powell's death was contributed to his age, a history of Parkinson's disease, and a history of a devastating cancer that affects African Americans more than any other group of people, and that is multiple myeloma. Those three factors, in spite of him having the COVID vaccine, contributed to his demise. Multiple myeloma in itself is a devastating disease to the immune system and causes one not to be able to mount a immune response because of the nature of the disease itself. So even if he had had a booster, it would have still been very difficult for him to overcome a very, very poor immune system. May the general rest in peace. And now let's continue. Thank you. as I pointed out earlier, there have been a lot of things happening in the news as it relates to health. I only wish I had a lot of time that I could discuss some of the details with you, but let me summarize two things that I think you need to be aware of and that you need to take my advice and talk to your doctor as it relates to your health. Number one, we think that the flu is going to be very bad this year. October is the month that you should get the flu shot because the flu is likely to start sometime around the middle of November. If you get the flu shot in October, it will give the vaccine time enough to do its job to protect you from the flu. So, get the flu shot. It is recommended for the population at large. I would encourage you to talk to your trusted healthcare professional about the flu shot. And by the way, if you decide to get both at the same time, the flu shot and your second shot or your booster COVID shot, that can happen. However, I'm recommending that you get the flu shot first, and then a week later, you get the booster or you get the second COVID vaccine as it relates to your particular circumstance. But the most important thing is that you get that flu shot. Let's continue with some smooth jazz. Oh,
Before I put on my makeup, I'll say a little prayer for you. We're combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart and I will love you forever and ever. For the bus, dear, and while riding I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee break time I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever you stay.
Oh,
You know, I mentioned earlier about the death of General Colin Powell. Many of you may not be aware that I was in the Air Force serving as a flight surgeon stationed at the Charleston Air Force Base. I served during Operation Desert Storm, so I served under Colin Powell's command. One of the comments, one of the issues that I'd like to address is a lot of anti-vaxxers are saying that Colin Powell passed away from complications of the vaccine. Well, that is the furthest thing from the truth. Multiple myeloma is a cancer of the blood in which the white blood cells, which is responsible for mounting an immune response to any type of infection, is significantly impaired. So when you have multiple myeloma, Parkinson's disease, being 84 years of age, and God only knows what else he may have had, it would have been very, very difficult for the secretary to have overcome getting infected with COVID. So the vaccine had nothing to do with the general's death. Let me repeat that. The vaccine had nothing to do with the general's death. When you're 84 and you have Parkinson's disease and you have a devastating cancer called multiple myeloma, I can't think of any three factors that would be more devastating to the immune system. Clock on the wall said, I got to get out of here. I've thoroughly enjoyed playing some good smooth jazz for you today. I hope that you have benefited from the health tips that we have given you today. Take care of yourself. Take your doctor's advice. If you feel like you have the symptoms of COVID or the flu, check it out with your doctor. Don't try to treat yourself. I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, closing the gap in health disparities for African Americans and the underserved.
When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspaper said? What else is new, my friend, besides what I read? Can't find no work, can't find no job. Don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my man? Woo! Are they still?